This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I was having a lot of fun with that this weekend, but a lot of losses. Oof. I felt like, I was right there. I felt really strong about my UFC bet this weekend. Neither one came through. Very annoying.
Did you bet with feeling?
No, I didn't bet with feeling, J-Fig. I felt strong. I thought Brendan Allen, who was fighting in the co-main event, submission guy, so I got him. I parlayed a submission with him and Song Yadong to win by knockout.
Who?
Song Yadong.
Man, that's almost like Jansen Junk right there.
Song Yadong, dude! But neither of them hit. Brendan Allen ends up losing a decision. He had like two scrambles where he could have gotten the sub. And Song Yadong ends up winning via technical decision. He poked Henry Cejudo in the eye, and they ended up going to the scorecards. But I felt good about it at the time. You know? My boxing parlay also didn't hit. I was so stupid. They had this intangible step in at the last minute to fight Shakur Stevenson. And I was like, Shakur Stevenson doesn't knock anybody out. All I need is intangibles to hold on for one more round. And his corner.
How quick did he get knocked out?
No, he lasted up until the ninth, but his corner stopped the fight. Just let him go out there for one more round.
Does your old lady know about your betting?
Or
the extent of?
No, I mean, I keep it reasonable, Dan-Day.
It's my money is my money, but it's my phone is my phone.
I keep it reasonable, you know?
Sounds like it.
I was still, all I was doing was blowing my Tyler Hero 3-point contest winnings. I blew all of it.
Good.
That's how they get you. This idiot's going to stick around. He gets 1+600 bet. We caught him for a month. But I can't quit it. I love it so much. It makes it fun.
You can't win them all.
I mean, because you chase ridiculousness.
Yeah, I think the smallest bet I had this weekend was +900. And that was the bottom.
Which is why I asked if you bet with feeling. Because, you know, you always go for whoever you're a fan of, you start adding on, getting greedy.
Yep, bet the Bob shutout. Bet the Bob shutout. That was gone in like a minute. I was like, he's gonna be fresh off the break. He's gonna be good to go. Anyway, I'll see what we're going to bet on tonight. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose for over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The Heat will be back on the hardwood tonight against the Atlanta Hawks. 7:30 is your tip-off. And, of course, no Nikola Jovic. He has flown back to Miami to have his hand looked at. That is... you know, not great.
I know. It's not. It really isn't.
Let's see.
This team is snake bit.
It's been a bad year. Also, as it felt great watching Jimmy Butler and the Warriors be so in love.
I don't worry about that.
You don't?
Like, here's why. It got to the point where that was never going to happen here. So there's that. The other thing is that the role that Jimmy's filling seems to fit him more because he can be that guy without really being that guy, right? He can go out and get you 25-30, but you can't demand or say that he needs to get 25-30 every night, which means that he'll probably look a lot better in the role that he's in than when he was with the Heat. Because guess what? In the last couple years or whatever, Jimmy Butler getting 18 points and having 10 free throw attempts and 5 rebounds and 3 steals, okay? That's got you right at the play-in. And so if you're going to be a number one, and go look at all the other teams, if you're going to be a number one, I got to get my 25-30 from you, and then everybody else eats, and then we figure that out. Whereas Jimmy was never that guy. It doesn't mean he's not great. It just means that your team is not going to be able to compete with all the other teams if you're relying on Jimmy Butler to score all the time. Not that he can't, but if you're relying on 25-30 from Jimmy on a nightly basis, then your team is not going
to
compete.
Yeah, it kind of speaks to us. But here's the thing, though. That kind of speaks to frustration from him on why you didn't push all the way to go get Damian Lillard. Because what are you doing right now with Steph Curry is exactly what he wanted with Damian Lillard.
Right. But so here's the deal. Here's the deal. And here's what I would say to that. You want all the perks of being the number one, but you want us to bring a number one in so you could be a number two.
But here's the thing, though. Like, what star doesn't want help? Like, every star wants help. You can't act like he's not. Here's what I say to that is he's already proven himself to be a monster needle mover in winning. Like, a guy saying when you get to a certain point, hey, this is capped at a certain point. We need to bring in more. And mind you, that's coming off of back-to-back playoff runs where Tyler Hero got hurt. And is that being at the age that he's at, like, why is that a bad thing to feel of as a player where you have done all you can do and you do need a little bit more of a ready now guy to help you win?
I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that he tried to get him help. The arrogance killed him to a certain extent, right? Like when you say, oh, he will even come here. I'm not negotiating. And then he ends up in Milwaukee.
2 more wins than Joe Cronin this year, by the way.
Right. So my question is, and I just look at the way everybody else's number ones play in the league, right? And I'll ask you this. Can you win a championship with Jimmy Butler as your number one?
Yeah, I think you could.
Because keep in mind, if he's your number one, whoever you bring in will assist him.
Yeah.
If you bring in a star as in a Damian Lillard, Damian Lillard would be your number one and Jimmy would be
number 2. But you say number one just purely in points per game. Like it ignores the other things that he brings to the table. Like he's going out there and he's going to bring force from free throws made, defense, playmaking. Like look at the way look at all of the guys who are playing better already in Golden State with him by him. Look at Pajemski's season was in the toilet. And now all of a sudden he's playing with Jimmy Butler and he's going through the roof. Draymond Green the same way. So like while I understand what you're saying and from a could he ever be your number one scorer? Yeah, maybe not. But to say like it's a 1-2, like it's 1A, 1B, you know? Like
ooh, you think Jimmy's 1B on that team?
I mean, look at what the way Steph Curry's salivating over it the entire time that anybody all attention now can't be on Steph Curry.
Right, but that still doesn't make you a number one. I'm saying, here, we've seen
it's
this.
It's quibbling,
before.
Though, dude. It's quibbling to say,
no,
like,
it's not.
It is.
No, it's because guess what? The Warriors can win without Jimmy. Jimmy can't win without
they
the
weren't
Warriors.
Winning without Jimmy, though, Leroy. But they weren't.
Leroy,
they were under 500 without him.
No, recently, right?
Well, what are we
they
talking
got
about?
Three championships under the belt.
With Kevin Durant? Yeah, okay, congratulations. Okay. With Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson being at the peak of his powers, like, come on, dude, let's play current events.
But I'm saying, what I'm saying to you is this: whoever the Heat would have brought in, right, that guy would have become the primary scorer, and Jimmy would have been a second or third option to enable him to do all those other things freely.
Yeah, but he's still. Right? Like, but he's.
If you're demanding, if you're trying to make that guy your number one, then it's a little more difficult. I'm not saying Jimmy's not great. I think you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. Can a player who does what Jimmy does, and not just be a guy that you can depend on 25, 30 a night? Can a guy who touches the stat sheet? Can he be the catalyst behind you winning a championship without a bona fide score?
Yeah. I mean, like, they got pretty damn close with him being that.
Okay, I did. Okay, you got close. That was lightning in a bottle.
Twice?
Right? That wasn't the norm. Then no, yes.
Twice,
yes.
With a shot away to being three times getting to the finals?
Okay, but getting to the finals and winning are two different things.
Okay, but like, you know, it is one.
So
of the,
you're satisfied with just Jimmy getting?
I'm not just getting, but dude, you're. But it's like you're ignoring the idea of like, hey, they had. Hold on, their number one scorer in terms of points per game in one of the times they got to the finals had a broken hand and wasn't there.
Yeah.
The other time, their leading scorer in the playoffs was Goron. His foot exploded.
Hurt. Yeah.
So like, you know, like what? So how is that on Jimmy? I don't understand like why that's an indictment on Jimmy Butler as
not,
a player.
It's
so
not, it's not on an indictment on what Jimmy does, okay? But I'm asking you, can a guy that plays the way Jimmy lead your team to a championship, or does he need that bona fide score to assist him? And that makes what he does that much more.
Yeah, but
more
everybody
important.
Does. Like, I'm trying to, like, give me the guy who
right,
does.
Right, but everybody.
But like, give me the guy in the league right now who doesn't need that. Like, Steph Curry can't do that without doing all the other stuff either. He can't do it on his own.
I understand that, but the starting point is the 25-30 point score.
Yeah, but the starting point this year had them under 500. Like, this has completely flipped their season. So, like, I don't know where you're putting him in the pecking order of importance with the Warriors. Like, obviously, Steph Curry is the guy. He's a legend.
Right.
But,
I said he's a number two.
But like,
he can flourish in that
but
role.
But, like, their shot without Jimmy Butler is cooked. Now they actually do have a shot.
See, you're not. I'm not saying that Jimmy doesn't make a big difference to what Golden State is doing. But what I'm saying is this: if Jimmy were on the Heat right now, and the Heat went and got Steph Curry, the most important guy would have become Steph Curry because he's a scorer. Jimmy's a great basketball player. But in today's basketball, every team that is competing for a championship has those one or two guys that can light up the scoreboard.
Which he does in the playoffs, though. He does.
Okay. If you own a team, you're not waiting around for that, dude.
Well, now we're sitting here and watching him squander everything, so, you know.
I mean, I don't have a problem with Jimmy being on Golden State because you weren't going to get that Jimmy.
Yeah, I know they weren't. The damage was done.
Like, so, yeah. So,
but some of
say,
his, but,
oh, I'm watching Jimmy and I'm watching how well he's playing. And
well, I don't think anybody should be surprised with how well he's playing. You know, like, and look, maybe Maybe this is the last one he's got in him, and they get burned in 2 years. But, you know, for right now, it absolutely looks like it's turned their season completely around.
For now.
For now.
But yeah, like
it's undeniable how good it's looked.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm looking at all the teams having success, and they have that one star that's just lighting up the scoreboard, mm-hmm. and they do other things too. SGA does other things, right? You look at, other teams that have those stars that have one or two guys that can light up a scoreboard. They also play defense and do other things also. Not as good as Jimmy. Let me say that. They don't play defense or steals or rebound as well as Jimmy. But the fact of the matter is that a lot of times the Heat struggle because they can't score. I don't care about defense anymore. Right? Defense ain't got nothing to do with 8 points in the damn quarter in the NBA.
You didn't see Davion Mitchell get over that screen?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Smells like hot dogs in here, doesn't it, Danda? It's like weird. What's going on in here? Is this from downstairs?
Is there like no one in there? I don't understand.
No, there's people in the building, obviously, eating hot dogs near us.
Dude, it smells like hot dogs.
It's distracting,
there's
too.
There's like no one eating
it's hot become,
dogs. And it's Monday.
It's becoming quite pungent.
Yeah, it's getting stronger.
Because they're like, hey,
I've
you
never
guys
heard
like,
about. Wait.
Check beer events. There's hot dogs.
Hot dog.
I don't know. Maybe I'm scarred from you working concessions at Hard Rock back in the day, but I know a hot dog smell. It's a hot dog smell.
But then why would Dan be smelling it too?
No, we're all smelling it. Yeah, we walk in here.
My hot dogs were delicious.
Your hot dogs were delicious, but everybody knows a hot dog that lingers a little bit has a particular smell. It kind of
like that hot. Like nobody likes the hot dog water.
It smells like hot dog water, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's something going on around here.
By the way, can I just say this? Every time I show my wife a video, right, she'll go, ooh, y'all should add that to Dartboard of Doom.
Hmm.
Oh, you remember the video of the girl dancing? Like,
no.
Santa sleigh, bring the gifts. I'll send it to you.
Oh, the intangible one doing it?
Yeah. Yeah, but there's another one of a muscle guy doing it. There's a white dude doing it, and it's hilarious.
All right, we're gonna have to take your word for it, dude.
I said no.
Should add that to the combine,
huh?
Should add to the combine.
The combine.
Santa sleigh, bring the gifts, dude. That's what we got. Apparently, Cam Ward's still uncertain if he is going to throw, according to Ian Rappaport.
Really?
Uncertain. Maybe he wants to walk out there. Maybe he gets the juices flowing, you know? I'll tell you one thing. If he goes out there, he's going to challenge Shador. He's like, if I do it, you got to do it.
You think?
Yeah, come on.
Nah.
Who wouldn't want that moment? That would be hilarious.
But that's almost like competing for the number one spot, right?
Yeah. Well, aren't they?
Not really. Here's how the combine works. Never do anything in the combine that could lower your value. Right now, they're 1 and 2. Whichever way you want to do it, 1 or 2, wherever they're going to get drafted is going to be those two guys. The only thing you can do is go out there and throw and have another quarterback outperform you, and then eyebrows are raised. If you do nothing, you can't lose any stock. The only way you can lose stock is if you do something wrong. But so why do anything?
Do you think there's I guess the only idea is someone's going to take Cam Ward in the top three. Some of these guys are.
Yeah, but still, so if you know that, what do you need to go out there and prove?
Ooh, there's also there's some drama that there's an unnamed team.
Oh, the old unknown team.
That are calling for a ban of the Tush Push.
Let me guess, Kansas City? Because your ass got pushed all over the football field, and now you want to – here. You shouldn't be penalized for doing something so good that they have to ban it. You should not be. Now, when I was playing, the tush push was illegal. You couldn't get behind a guy and push him. Okay? But now we see all throughout football, the running back goes down the field, a pile up, offensive lineman come and push him along. We saw the Dolphins, last year when the guy pushed him for 15 yards to end the game?
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Sounds like we're going to have a drama-filled Tuesday when everybody starts talking to the media. Very exciting.
No, you won't.
Yeah, dude.
Nobody is going
to. Somebody better cop to it. They better cop to it. If you want a ban, say something. Don't be unnamed.
Right. Exactly. Because if you're the wrong team, it's going to look like you're crying. Soft. Right? It can't be like Washington. It can't be like the Chiefs, right? No, it can't be Dallas.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.